Today, the church dons red in honor of a martyr, a bit of an obscure martyr, perhaps, for many of us, but nonetheless very important. St. Josaphat, who shed his blood in the 17th century as he was deeply dedicated to bringing union between a part of the Catholic Church and the Orthodox Church up in the area of the Ukraine. And because of that, and because it was 500 years of tension since the first sad schism of 1054, people were so upset on perhaps on both sides, but certainly on the Orthodox side, about this man's work to overcome division that they killed him for it. He was killed trying to bring unity back to the church between that first split, and then we also know of the tragic split which is occurring at that time as well in a different area, the Protestant Reformation. And we know that the sadness that that brings. But the church honors this man because he was willing to lay down his life for the church, and in a very particular way, bringing union within it, within its internal division. And how important it is for us to connect to the heart of Jesus as St. Josaphat did, who desires union in his church and amongst his people. St. Josaphat is honored today because he was driven by a deep desire for unity within the church, that desire to go at all lengths, at all costs, to bring that about. And so it's good for us today to enter in to the spirit of a martyr, somebody who holds a higher goal in his life and is willing to do what it takes, often at the cost of one's own soul, one's own self, not soul, but self, in the sense of dying to what one desires most. St. Josaphat and all the martyrs are a great example of that. And for him, in a particular way, as he was seeking to bring about unity in the church. And let us remember, brothers and sisters, we may not be able to enter into dialogue with the Orthodox. But we certainly will be encountering our brothers and sisters who are separated with the Protestant Reformation, Protestant separation. But let us remember that even beyond that, unity in the church, unity in the bride, in our mother, begins at home. And for each and every one of us, there are areas of division, right? There are areas of pain and separation that brings about sadness within the church, within the heart of Christ. But there will be union if we so desire it. But union does not come for free. It comes at a cost. Something must die in me. A little white martyrdom must happen in my heart in order for union to take place where there is disunion, where there is separation. Let us beg the Lord to bring about union in his church against the age-old separation among the Orthodox, against that painful separation of the Protestant churches, and against any separation that is present in our home, in the domestic church, which is the family. That Jesus, through the intercession of St. Josaphat, may allow us to die to ourselves so that union and age-old gripes and grievances may be overcome, for the heart of Christ is one and his church is one.